Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Glynis McCants with us, the numbers lady. We'll take calls next hour for Glynis. So make sure you let your fingers do the walking, and we're going to need some specific information about your birth date. Tom will ask you that. So Glynis, we had a chance to look at Anthony Fauci's information. You did too. He was born on Christmas Eve in 1940.
That's right, and I did break it down. So his name numbers are 922. Remember, before break, I said, well, I had to have to know where he's coming from. Does he have a 6? Does he have a 2? Where's he coming from? Sure enough, he's got double 2, and he's born on a 6 day. Now, those numbers are the ones who feel called to rescue others. Like, they really do want to solve the problem. Behind it all is a 5 life path. And you know, a 5, it's never a dull moment. Well, if you're always chasing some sort of virus, is it ever a dull moment, George?
Probably not.
No, it's what's kept him so... when he talks about viruses, you can see there's, I don't want to say glee in his eye, but he's very excited about what...
You know how some people laugh when somebody hits a curb and falls? Now, they don't mean to laugh because their person's hurt.
Right.
But they laugh anyways. It's not funny, but they laugh. He's got that same kind of look.
That's exactly right. And it's just a form of handling their stress, right? They go to a place of just, it's almost like nervous laughter. But either way, it can feel inappropriate. But as a 5, I can tell you this. He's a detective who's always digging for truth. So this is his new assignment. He's in a personal year of 4. And what did I say? All these men I talked about tonight, all the ones that were watching, the leaders on television have that 4 energy, and he's in a personal year of 4. So that's what we're watching. He's sharing his expertise, but it can feel extreme, right? Like it can feel exaggerated. When he comes up with a number, it's overwhelming. That may not be the case in this cycle, but I understand what he's doing. And I can tell you, on paper, he's coming from a good place. He really does want to save lives.
Well, I think that's admirable, but at what point do you save lives and destroy everything else in the process?
Well, I have something to say about that, about what's coming up in the next few months that I'm sure you're curious about. When I said this month is double 4, if we play this month right...
Like this month being April?
April, yes.
Okay.
In this month of April, if we play it right and we pay attention to what we're learning... We can do well, but here's what happens in May, and this is where I'm concerned. The world numbers are 4, the month is a 5. 4, 5, That's like saying a 4 wants to stay home and the 5 wants to get the heck out. So it's got duality in it, George. So I believe some will be successful and we're going to see mistakes made. But June is in alignment. June is a 6 month in a 4 year. I feel we get a reprieve. There's something good in June that I look forward to.
My birthday.
That's it. That's it. June 4th. But I'm serious. There's something about June. It's a breakthrough. And who knows? I mean, gosh, I'd be thrilled if it was something we came up with a bigger answer than we expected. You know, when they talk about coming up with solutions, why not? And going back to the idea of testing, because I've heard many people say that, do you know the number 4 is all about the tests, literally? Like, the people that you meet, they tend to be smart. They're like, A plus B must equal C. There's got to be a solution. And the economy is a part of 2020. You know, when the stock market, the way it started out, didn't you, I feel like you did, I'm just going to check, but didn't you feel that it may have come down, it would have come down a little bit naturally, not a crash?
Yeah, every expert that I've had on the program, every expert, Gerald Celente, Chuck Coppice, every expert said that it was too high and That's was right. going to come down. It just had not happened at that time. And then, you know, this was the catalyst for it. The stock market always needs an excuse for something. And this was it.
That's exactly what the numbers say. That number 2020 told me that it was going to come down, that it was a little higher than it was really. It wasn't real. I can't explain it any better than that. Like, it was just exaggerated. Maybe there was an optimism that wasn't quite there. But by year's end, it has to level out again. I don't see it as just a crash. That's why you're right about the solution. It's playing it safe. And it does go back to those governors and how they do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would take the chance. I mean, these deaths are tragic, to be sure.
Yes.
But I would take the chance and open up the economy, because you cannot risk the entire country over this thing. And I believe, Glynis, that we would have had the same amounts of victims and fatalities, opened or not. I don't think it's made a difference. We literally have shut down the country, and it's still happening. It's not stopping.
Right. I hear you on that, but I'm going to tell you, because of what I do for a living, no less than 20 people have shared their story about someone who died because of this, but also a dear friend of mine, 4 family members.
Well, I know. It's tragic,
yeah. So,
to be
so
sure.
It's a different kind of thing. Like, it's certainly not like the flu in that we're all dying at the same time. You know.
But does anybody tell you that somebody died from a flu? We never heard that.
No.
When these 60,000 people would die, nobody...
Yeah, not like this. I still say this. Do I believe it's possible to get a handle on this and find a balance that we can get the economy going again? I do. Do I believe in the cycle of 4, you got to pay attention to where that's possible? I do. You sure in heck can't open it all up right now, George.
I would do it, Glynis. You and I differ. I think we need people to build up immunity. You can't hide them. And, you know, you're going to have a certain percentage of people that are going to get this and tragically die, whether you shut the country down or not. And you're hurting all the other people through this tragedy. You know, some of the anchor people, for example, on some of the cable networks that are screaming to keep the country shut down. Let's see how long they would scream if their network said, we can't pay you anymore.
That's right.
We want you to go on the air, do what you do, but you're not going to get a check anymore. I wonder if they change their tune a little bit. They don't feel the pain that Americans are feeling right now.
Well, I think, again, if you are exposed to a lot of information coming in where people are literally dying, as many have died, let's see this month of May. Let's watch what happens, because that's the month I'm concerned about, by the way. I'm concerned because it's got 4 and 5 in it. That means the 5 is raring to go. It's like, I want this whole thing open. And the 4 is like, wait a second. Let's have a plan and a strategy. So you're right to say, can we all get tested before we get out? Heck no, right? It'd be great if we could, but evidently we don't have enough tests right now. So what do we do? Do we take temperatures? If we open up a restaurant, isn't it that they have a mask and gloves on, right? I mean, they're going to have to figure this out, George, to continue saving lives while we get through the year.
I think a lot of it, too, is hysteria.
Well, and you deal with this every single night, and we're subjected to a lot of information. But by the numbers, I can promise you this. This year four reveals the truth no matter what. So if it's true, like let's ultimately say it is just hysteria, you'll know it by year's end. If it wasn't, and it turns out a lot more people unfortunately do pass away because something opened too soon, you're going to see this, George.
Well,
we can do this. We can do this right. There's a way to do it. And as governor, I still say each state, treat them separately and have them work and do it right for their state.
Why do the numbers seem to coincide with the events and things happen? What is it about numbers that make these things seem very plausible?
I think subconsciously people pick up numbers even if they don't know them, right? Like when I do meet a couple that meet on a fluke, maybe the guy's at the store and she just smiled and they're a natural match in numerology and they were meant to be, subconsciously we feel it. Subconsciously we know it's true. But sometimes we just deny it. We don't want to deal with it. But for me, after looking at numerology, which, by the way, for your audience, it's over 27 years that I've studied the science of numbers, when I look at the patterns, they're super obvious. And on that note, I do want to say something about Kobe Bryant, just something simple about the actual crash. George, when you and I spoke, it was in January, and you and I had talked about the crash that happened, that the airline, what was that? A commercial flight in the Middle East. Remember the one that got hit accidentally by a missile?
Mm-hmm.
That was an 8.
Right. That was the Iranian. There was a plane that was leaving Iran.
Yes.
And they shot down their own plane, I think.
Yes.
It was a commercial plane.
It was a commercial plane, and they got shot accidentally by the missile. But it was an 8-day. It was January 8th. And then the flight itself, whatever was about that plane, added up to the 8. And I just talked to you about double 8 when it comes to flying makes me nervous. And I've shared this many times through the years on your show. Now, when that crash happened, it was January 26th, that same month, by the way. And 2 + 6 = 8. And when I looked up Kobe Bryant's numbers, he was in a personal year of 8. What do I tell people in a personal year of 8? I said, you don't take chances. You know, you proceed with caution.
Right.
You know, you have to be aware.
And this was chances. It was a cloudy, bad day.
Oh, my gosh. It was foggy. And you have to believe he didn't consider there'd be a problem.
Well, why didn't the pilot put his foot down? Even though he was probably being paid by Kobe, why didn't he put his foot down and say, sir, we're not flying in this weather. Sorry.
I believe it does go back to when it comes to celebrity, and Kobe Bryant was a remarkable guy, charismatic, very likable. It was a two-life path. He was charming. I think he thought it was just a short trip. You know, no one considered. You don't think something that tragic is going to happen. But my people, the ones that follow my work, wrote me right away and said, oh, my gosh, it's an 8-day. They saw the
Jeez, path. They felt it. Are you following this strange story of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
He had some kind of surgery. We don't know what. And they're reporting that he's in grave condition. Grave condition means exactly that. He's got one foot in the grave.
Right. And yet, aren't they going back and forth like we're hearing that it's true? And then they try to deny it.
They don't know. It's such a closeted country. Nobody knows what kind of information is coming in or going out. So they don't know what's happening. But somebody apparently leaked something to CNN that after his surgery that he was, on death's door.
So I'm going to tell you this, because remember his birthday's always been a question mark, at least the year he's born, but we believe he was born January 8th. Right there you're seeing his 8-day, but he is in a personal month right now of 8. And when people are counseled by me, it's just, remember earlier you said, Glynis, are there certain numbers you're more concerned about? And I said, I'm more concerned just about a shadow side. He is in a bad month to have had surgery. So if he had surgery this month, it would not surprise me that he's in trouble. That would not surprise me.
Well, plus you don't know if the doctor did something to him.
Well,
who knows?
I know, but remember on Twitter, I don't know if you saw all the people saying, this is what's going to happen to the doctor when he recovers. You know.
I mean, if I were that guy, I would have had my surgery with one eye open.
Well, you'd run out of that, leave the country real fast if you did anything wrong. But my point is, when I look at, because that's what people do with me. They call me all the time, okay, Glynis, here's what's happening. Like when they want to get married. Here's the date we picked. I'm like, no, you're not getting married that day. It's not a good day for you in numerology. Same idea with him. Do we know the exact day he had the surgery, or is that a mystery?
We really don't know. Yeah. We can guess that it was yesterday was the story that he was in grave danger. So the surgery either was, you know, yesterday or the day before, pretty close to one of those days.
So what we do know, though, is he's in a personal month of eight, and it's not a good day, a good month for surgery. And I've literally had people put it off. I say, wait till your month of nine, or if it were sooner, get it in a different month. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely possible.
And his sister is the heir apparent, apparently, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, this is all really remarkable. What about Boris Johnson? Let's talk about that for a moment.
He seems he's getting better.
Of course. No, he is. But here's what's interesting. When I talk about
Prime Minister of England, by the way, for
the way they handle stress. Let's talk about East Life Path and how they handle this, because I think it's important for everyone at home wondering about their partner and how come some of us get along well and others you want to grab their neck, right? Boris Johnson, the doctor who warned him and said we need more PPE for the doctors, he actually ended up dying from COVID-19. Now, what's interesting about that, there are certain numbers in numerology, George, that forget themselves. Like they put themselves in the back seat and they care too much about everyone else, and next thing you know, they're in jeopardy. And that happens to be the number 9. So how do we do this? Let's do a quick example. Tom Hanks will be the one I use just to show them.
30 seconds.
Okay. 7/9/1956, add it straight across. 7 plus 9 plus 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 6 is 37. 3 plus 7 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. Tom Hanks is a one-life path. One-life paths, do you know what they think? They think they're not going to get it. I mean, they're like, oh, we're going to be fine. So for him to get it, again, Tom Hanks ended up getting it. You can bet he was in shock about that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.